With KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert. In Oregon, veterans commit suicide at a rate that is significantly higher than the state's general suicide rate. Every 3 days, an Oregon veteran takes his or her own life. Kelly Fitzpatrick is Governor Kate Brown's recent nominee for the position of Director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. She's a retired Army major. I asked Fitzpatrick, a veteran herself, if she had any sense of why so many Oregon veterans are choosing to commit suicide.
We know that there's a number of risk factors among veteran suicide. You know, there could have been a prior suicide attempt, various mental health conditions, including PTSD and stressful life events. Transitioning from military to civilian life can also be extraordinarily stressful, as is many of the combat types of situations that our service members face nowadays. But the important thing is that, you know, there's a military stigma often associated with asking for help. You know, the military culture is a culture of strength and pride. And so service members often are reluctant to ask for help because they see it as an admission of weakness. And so it's really incumbent on all of us veterans and people who support veterans and care about veterans to help remove that stigma associated for asking for help to help prevent suicides.
Yeah. In my experience with talking with veterans, and by saying just the term veteran means that you're no longer in active duty, but you have been. And so there's been this, I've always kind of gotten this sense that at the time that you're in active duty or in military, no one reaches out to you and says, how are you doing? We're here for you. Do you see that disparity where when you get out of active duty and you become this status of veteran, that then it's like, we're here for you. You know, you get this kind of a mixed message. You mentioned PTSD, post-traumatic stress. It's the things that happen to you when you are in the military actively. And then when you come out as a veteran, you don't know how to not be weak.
Well, I think that's a really good point, and I think it goes to the concerns about transitioning from military to the civilian sector. My sense and my experience is that the Department of Defense and all the military services are taking the PTSD issues and suicide awareness and prevention extremely seriously and have done more and more over recent years to help prevent this type of a situation from happening. And also the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration are working more closely than ever to try to help that transition and provide in a proactive way the types of tools that military service members and veterans need. And certainly with Oregon's Department of Veterans Affairs, you know, we're also a safety net and we want to be there because, you know, Governor Brown has made it one of her administration's top priorities to end veteran suicide in the state of Oregon. And so she's made it my priority as the incoming director of Oregon's Department of Veterans Affairs to help her with that top priority, to take steps to ensure that our veterans have adequate access to care and housing and mental health treatment.
It seems when we talk about like housing, you know, homelessness is, again, here in Eugene, there has been a call to end homelessness among the veteran population. Zero tolerance with regard to it. We haven't gotten there yet because there are so many. It is as if this population is encumbered by so many problems and issues. And I just wonder if is part of the work to end this getting to the root cause of it?
And that's another excellent point. Another top priority of Governor Brown's administration is to close that gap of access to services by veterans. It seems to be, I think I've seen the number of, on average, 70% of the veterans who take their own lives never even engage the VA for services. We also know that homelessness often is part of the issue. And so alleviating that homeless problem is going a long way toward helping to prevent veteran suicide so that they have a place to live. And another big root cause can be lack of access to benefits, the VA benefits that are available. We have so many veterans here in Oregon that we know have not even tried to access their benefits. And certainly accessing the pension and disability funding that the VA can provide to eligible veterans can help with the economic factors that could also feed into both homelessness and suicide.
I'm kind of hearing that part of this effort is campaigns like this, to say this isn't a weak stance to ask for help or to just make a phone call and have a conversation with a fellow veteran.
It absolutely takes a lot of courage for a veteran who's contemplating suicide to make that phone call, whether it's to a friend or a loved one or to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Reaching out is definitely an act of courage and an act of strength, and that's what we want to try to promote to help anybody who's even thinking about taking their own lives.
Yeah.
We're very other-focused as military service members and veterans, and it's because, you know, we're proud, we're strong, we don't want to show any signs of weakness. We're there for our battle buddies, but sometimes we just can't take care of ourselves because we don't want to admit to any kind of a weakness.
And so you are saying there is no lack of support. The services stand ready for veterans who need assistance. You're prepared.
Absolutely. You know, the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs is prepared to help connect anybody who might be thinking about taking their own lives to the many resources out there. There are many veterans services that are out there available, and we want to help those veterans in need to connect with anything that they need in order to prevent suicide.
That was Kelly Fitzpatrick, the newly appointed director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs and retired Army major. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. There's an option to press 1 to be connected to a fellow veteran. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.